You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I spoke earlier this week with Professor Helen Patousis-Harris from the University of Auckland. As this week, the government has announced that there will be a relaxation of rules surrounding vaccine mandates and passes, and a fourth booster shot is currently on the cards. I started by asking her whether New Zealand should think about a fourth booster shot.
Of interest to the wider population is not really a lot to be gained from it. At least the data that we do have available indicates that it's not really going to add a lot to the benefit that you get from the booster that we have now. However, there are some groups that might benefit from having another dose to maintain as high a level of antibody as possible, and those are the very elderly and also some of the people who have immune compromising conditions.
So given the news today that the vaccine mandates are going to end in April, what bearing does that have on the vaccination program or its effectiveness?
Well, I think they were never going to be long-term and they served their purpose. We needed to get as high a vaccine coverage as we could. So we did really well. And now also we have the virus widely spread in the community. So people are being exposed. So that will also include a lot of people who did not receive the vaccine or enough doses. So in a way, well, that will also serve to increase the level of immunity in the community. So there's not a lot more to be gained by having these mandates for most people at this stage. So, you know, they've served their time and we could put them aside.
Do you think this is the tail end now of COVID vaccinations worldwide, or is it still just a matter of seeing how the virus develops?
Yeah, I mean, it does very much depend on what the virus has got in store for us next. I think, though, as we go forward, it'll be more about putting out little fires as opposed to what we faced, you know, a year ago. We've had billions of vaccines delivered. We've had billions of people infected. So that's a very different environment as we go forward. And there's probably, you know, those people who are going to benefit more from ongoing vaccination and perhaps not the wider community. Of course, hopefully this thing doesn't throw a variant that necessitates too much damage control and we find ourselves in a equilibrium where we, you know, exist without too much disruption going forward.
How more broadly has COVID changed the way information around vaccinations is shared worldwide? Has it become more collaborative?
I think we've seen a lot more collaboration in these areas of infectious diseases and vaccines, public health, and in the communications around that. And I think people probably have learned a lot. The general public have probably, you know, they'll probably pass epidemiology 101 now because we've had so much exposure to it. Of course, we have also seen the expansion of misinformation as well that's come along with this pandemic. So there's been also, a pandemic of disinformation as well. So that'll be something that we're really going to need to work hard on going forward, I think.
Are there any particular aspects to New Zealand's vaccine program that's different than other countries?
I think what set us apart from most countries is that we had time to plan. And when we did actually roll it out, even though, you know, it was slow at the beginning because big deal for us to gear up and do that, we actually did a very good job. And then I guess, although it's been very controversial, the mandates helped us get over the line to that, you know, that level of coverage that we really needed to avoid some of the, you know, impact on the health systems, etc. And I think you can see if you look at New Zealand and you can compare us to Hong Kong, which I think is a really interesting comparison, where, you know, they managed to vaccinate well but not their older people. And while we've got similar case numbers, we've got 47 times less deaths. So it sort of illustrates, when you do this well, what the benefits can be.
Is there anything else that you'd like to comment on regarding global vaccinations or New Zealand vaccinations?
I mean, I think what we don't want to lose sight of, and I think we probably have, because we have been very distracted with this pandemic, is that we're getting back to some sort of normality. We are going to see those infections that have normally plagued us resurging, and we perhaps need to be a little bit more prepared for winter this year.
That was Helen Patesis-Harris from the University of Auckland talking to me about the future of vaccinations in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.